The Patient Bill of Rights has some of the same consumer protections found in the Federal Affordable Care Act. That's not just coincidence. Bill co-sponsor, Representative John Richards of Milwaukee, points out that some lower courts have ruled against reform, and if the U.S. Supreme Court does likewise, it's an all-or-nothing proposition.
Federal law is written without what's called a severability clause. So if one part's struck down, it's all struck down.
The federal law is being challenged for making people buy insurance. The consumer protection provisions are not part of the court battle and weren't as controversial, says Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action. Those supporting patient rights hope this bill will mobilize consumers to pressure lawmakers for protections.
If politicians in the legislature believe that it is immoral to discriminate based on pre-existing conditions, to deny coverage, to carve out pieces of the policy, to charge discriminatory rates, then they should vote for this bill. Otherwise, they are siding with the health insurance industry.
Gail Salha doesn't want to lose coverage. The Sun Prairie woman says the family's medical bills forced them into bankruptcy before.
My husband has multiple conditions, starting with asthma. The lung conditions also made him susceptible to pneumonia. He ended up being in the hospital for 6 months, and he is now disabled.
Wisconsin is among the states challenging the Affordable Care Act. The Attorney General filed suit with the support of Governor Walker. Richard says he hopes demand for consumer protections and the governor's promised bipartisanship will overcome opposition. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.